the hour news.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Wednesday, April 17th,
regional
2024.
Only.
I am Richie Farrell. Here are the headlines.
Station.
Economist and UWP team Dominica leader Dr. Thompson Fontaine tells Dominicans not to panic because the National Bank of Dominica is not on the verge of collapse. St. Lucia's Agriculture Ministry has purchased 17,000 banana and plantain boxes from the Dominican Republic to alleviate a shortage that has negatively impacted local farmers and contributed to wasted crops.
The Big Station, Q95DA.
And U.S. Space Agency NASA confirmed that a 1.6-pound object that crashed into a home in Florida earlier this month was part of the International Space Station. The news is brought to you with the very kind compliments of,
as it happens,
Rudolph Thomas Enterprises.
Wherever it happens.
Details coming up.
Regional and global, only on Q95, the Big Station.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe, and Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins, and bidets. PVC piping, fittings, and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Welcome back. UWP leader and economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine has cautioned Dominicans that while the National Bank of Dominica appears to have had an unreasonable delay in convening its shareholders' meeting spanning 3 years and counting, Dr. Fontaine says the bank is not collapsing. The National Bank of Dominica first gave public notice that it was postponing its 17th annual general meeting, which was to be held on 26 March 2021. Then, for the following year, 2022, the bank issued another notice informing the public of the reasons why it was again postponing its session for the 18th annual general meeting. According to the National Bank of Dominica, this delay is due to several factors beyond the control of the bank. The external auditing of the bank's financial statements for the year ended June 30, 2021 is in progress, and the time to complete the audit has been extended due to post-Royal Bank of Canada acquisition-related matters. The Royal Bank of Canada acquisition-related matters continue to be addressed by members of the consortium of banks that acquired the assets and liabilities of the former RBC throughout the Eastern Caribbean in April of 2021. The bank went on to state that delays of this nature are not uncommon and are in fact typical of significant acquisition transactions. The bank continues to dialogue with the external auditors, KPMG, and regulators. These are the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank staff and Eastern Caribbean Securities Regulatory Commission to approve the necessary extension of the time by which to publish the audited financial statements under the relevant legislation and regulations, including the Banking Act 2015 and amendments and securities. The regulations of the bank appear to have been violated as the institution's constitution stipulates that following the end of the fiscal year, 6 months after, there shall be a shareholders' meeting convened by the board, said Dr. Fontaine.
Failure of the bank to hold its AGM, going back, I think, to 2021. And the regulations of the bank are very clear that 6 months after the financial year, there shall be a shareholders meeting convened by the board, at which the affairs of the bank would be portrayed to the shareholders. They would know exactly what is going on with the bank. Now, the bank has not been able to convene for the past 3 years, and that is a real problem, okay? And but this problem of the bank failing to call its AGM should not be construed to be the bank has been on the verge of collapse, okay? These are two distinct and separate issues.
Dr. Fontaine assures Dominicans that there are fail-safe measures involving the intervention and monitoring of the National Bank of Dominica by the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank.
The supervision of the bank continues. The supervision of the bank is under the purview of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank. So they will be receiving a monthly report. If they see things are going bad, they will even ask for weekly reports. They've been a very close watch on what is going on. Now, let me just add very quickly before you interject, Matt. There are two reasons why a bank, there are one major reason why banks collapse. And that is when there is a lack of confidence in the banking system and persons who have put their money in the bank decide to pull it out all at once. That is referred to as a run on the bank. So people have lost confidence. They run to the bank and they try to get their money out. And that is when ultimately the bank will collapse. Another reason why a bank could collapse is if there is just basically bad management or bad running of the bank. And that is where the ECC comes in, because there are certain measures that they use. There are certain ratios and metrics that they use to monitor that behavior. One of them, for example, being a capital reserve requirement, where the bank supports a certain minimum amount of whatever it takes from depositors in reserve. Okay? So that is in place. So there should be no reason why the public should be thinking, well, their money is in jeopardy or there is a problem there.
UWP leader and economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine, founder, leadership coach and team coach at Leading with Humanity, Veronica Lissette, reveals that her team has a people-centered approach toward their ongoing sustainable climate solutions campaign with Navora One Planet. Lissette is working with Dr. Nigel Joland of Navora One Planet to ensure that her team can provide and help facilitate effective training in planning and execution of climate mitigation and climate adaptation solutions. Lissette spoke to Q95 News on Monday.
No, we don't. And part of that is philosophically how we work is that we say that we adapt to whatever the community is wanting in the moment. So, for example, some of the work that we did in Antigua was about how to train people to facilitate the difficult conversations that they need to have about adaptation and changes that happen in small communities. Yeah. So that may be part of the training. We work with one of our advisors, Professor Bruce Glavovic, has developed a UNESCO's guidelines on how to have the conversations within a community so that those communities can then say, okay, we've made the decision about what it is that we want to do, and this is now what needs to be implemented. And there's a whole training series that goes with that as well. So that may be what somebody requests, it may not be. So let's see what the communities request as we visit them.
Founder, leadership coach, and team coach at Leading with Humanity, Veronica Lissette. 4 billion people are at risk for dengue fever around the world, with some entirely new areas. Breeding of the mosquitoes appears to have been caused by the increase in global temperatures. Head of the World Health Organization Vector Control Unit, Dr. Raman Valayudan, explains that currently there is no treatment for dengue, so prevention is important. The World Health Organization is advising the public to practice these preventative measures. 1. Use mosquito repellents. 2. Cover water storage containers. And 3. Sleep with a mosquito net.
Dengue fever is a virus fever caused by the bite of Aedes mosquito. In majority of the cases, these are mild symptoms with body pain, headache, and rashes, which last for a few weeks. However, about 5% of the cases are severe, where the patient needs hospital care. The main symptoms of severe dengue are vomiting, bleeding of the gums, plasma leakage, and sometimes organ failures. These cases need to be managed in the hospital to prevent death. However, most of the patients recover from it, but delay in admission can cause unnecessary fatalities. So in many cases, the patient takes time to come, and that delay is a crucial point. Dengue is transmitted from one person to the other by the bite of the mosquito. Well, dengue is spread very fast, mainly because of international travel, and the adaptation of the mosquito into an urban pocket. Climate change is yet another factor which has contributed to the spread of dengue, and this has two extremes where the flooding of areas also causes mosquitoes to multiply, but at the same time, if there is scarcity of water, the mosquitoes manage to survive in containers of stored water. So the more water you store, the more areas for it to breed. So this has all helped the mosquito to adapt and spread the disease to newer areas and new countries. Over 100 countries are endemic for this disease, and approximately 4 billion people are at risk of it. The mosquito has adapted so well that it is continuing to spread to newer areas where the climatic conditions are suitable.
That was head of the WHO Vector Control Unit, Dr. Raman Valayudin. You're tuned in with Q95 News. A last-minute settlement has been reached between three Caribbean musical giants, Marsha Montano, Derek Ra Peters, and Lashley Moto Winter, along with their respective lawyers. According to official reports, a lawsuit was filed by Peters against soca stars Marsha Montano and Lashley Moto Winter for copyright infringement. In an embrace of wisdom, the two soca stars and their lawyers met with Bouillon star Ra Peters and settled on agreeing and negotiating the concerns raised by Peters moments before the commencement of the trial, which was scheduled for March 4, 2024. Speaking to Q95 News on April 15, 2024, Bouillon artist Derek Ra Peters says all parties have amicably agreed to move forward in a spirit of unity.
Well, it's basically, we had some agreements that, settle amicably, as Caribbean artists, because my whole intention is not to bring anybody down, but, to stand, for my rights, and not only for my rights, but to represent other people of mainly the Bouillon fraternity, if you recall, back in the day, guys like Chubby went through a lot of hard time, and other Caras artists, their rights were infringed, and they wasn't aware exactly what's happening. But right now, the music industry, is really growing, from strength to strength. Mm-hmm. So, definitely you have to, stand up for your rights, That's it, basically. But, the whole arrangement was, we just decide, in the interest of the Caribbean music, getting everybody together, because music is what, supposed to be putting us, together, not separating us.
Right.
And we decide to come with an agreement and do that amicably, for the betterment of the music.
Bouillon star Derek Ra Peters. Acting Police Chief Davidson Valerie has disclosed that the police force conducted a series of operations leading to the seizure of a significant quantity of illegal drugs and the questioning of four individuals by the Dominica Police Force. The seized drugs are estimated to have a street value of over $37 million.
The Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force was engaged in a series of operations which resulted in the seizure of a large quantity of illegal drugs and the arrest of four individuals for questioning in relation to the seizures. On Wednesday, 3rd April 2024, 696.82 kilograms or 1,533 pounds of cocaine were seized at Cabana Marigot from a vessel named La Mer Fatale, which was beached on the Cabana Beach in Marigot after being pursued by the Dominica Coast Guard. The occupants of the vessel fled, leaving the contents of the vessel behind. The cocaine recovered and the vessel was seized and are in police custody. The street value of the cocaine seized is EC 18,616,870.25. Four men have been arrested in relation to that seizure.
Davidson Valerie further reported that on Friday, April 12, 2024, authorities discovered and confiscated an additional 696.36 kilograms of cocaine and 37 pounds of cannabis on a farm located in the Casabruce area.
On Friday, April 12, 2024, another 696.36 kilograms or 1,532 pounds of cocaine and 37 pounds of cannabis were found and seized on a farm holding in the Casabruce area. The street value for the cocaine is $18,801,720. The street value for the cannabis is $74,000. One man was arrested and charged. He is presently on remand at the state prisons. The seizure of these illegal drugs signifies the determination and committed effort by the police to prevent drug traffickers from using Dominica to conduct their illegal trade. The police force will intensify its efforts at pursuing the traffickers to ensure that they are denied any opportunity to traffic illegal drugs in Dominica. And we will ensure that they are caught and brought to justice. I want to thank the officers who have been involved for their hard work, the effort and commitment to duty. We are pleased with their efforts.
Acting Police Chief Davidson Valerie. St. Lucia's Agriculture Ministry has purchased 17,000 banana and plantain boxes from the Dominican Republic to alleviate a shortage that has negatively impacted local farmers and contributed to wasted crops there. The shortage has contributed to wasted crops. The shipment of boxes was due here this week, but there was a delay. Agriculture Minister Alfred Prosper disclosed that the items left the Dominican Republic en route to Jamaica last Saturday. However, Prosper said the boxes remained in Jamaica on Monday, while the ship was due to arrive here the next day. St. Lucia News has since learned that the boxes left in Jamaica will leave on Saturday and arrive here next Thursday, here being St. Lucia. Given the situation, the Ministry of Agriculture has ordered 12,000 boxes from the United States. The ministry hopes that the shipment will arrive sometime this morning. And the metal object was jettisoned from the orbiting outpost in March 2021, NASA said on Monday after analyzing the sample at the Kennedy Space Center. The 1.6-pound metal object again was jettisoned from the orbiting outpost in March 2021. NASA said the metal object was The 1.6-pound metal object tore through two layers of ceiling after re-entering Earth's atmosphere. Homeowner Alejandro Otero said his son was nearly injured by the impact.
It was a tremendous sound. It almost hit my son. He was two rooms over and heard it all. I was shaken. I was completely in disbelief. What are the chances of something landing on my house with such force to cause so much damage? And I'm super grateful that nobody got hurt. Very heavy and very damaging. I mean, this lands on anybody or any structure will completely destroy it. We got super lucky.
And that's the morning news. Here's a recap of our headlines. Economist and UWP leader Dr. Thompson Fontaine tells Dominicans not to panic.
It happens
because the National Bank of Dominica is not on the verge of collapse.
And global.
St. Lucia's Agriculture Ministry has purchased 17,000 banana and plantain boxes from the Dominican Republic to alleviate a shortage that has negatively impacted local farmers and contributed to wasted crops there. And U.S. Space Agency NASA confirmed that a 1.6-pound object that crashed into a home in Florida earlier this month was part of the International Space Station. The news was brought to you with the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprises.
Q, top of the hour news.